cat keeps trying to catch birds in our yard, but she never gets them. They keep an eye out for her.
Those doves know when they're in danger, but do you know when you're in danger? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. You know, it's pretty hard to catch a bird. They're very careful not to let anything that could hurt them get close to them. God gave them the ability to sense danger and then fly away. If you're a Christian, you're kind of like that bird. Not that you can fly, but sometimes you're in danger too. When Satan tempts you to do something wrong, do you know what to do? Check out what 1 Peter 5 says. Resist the devil, standing firm in the faith. Let's learn more about it. Our story today is called Ambush. Look at Roxy crouching under the bushes, Lyra said softly. Dad nodded. I think she sees the doves looking for seeds underneath the bird feeder, he replied. She'd like to ambush them. That means a surprise attack from a hiding place, right? As Lyra spoke, the cat sprang toward the birds and the doves quickly flew to a tree branch. I'm glad they got away, said Lyra. I think they know there's a cat in this yard, so they watch out for her when they eat. You're probably right, said Dad. We could learn a lesson from them. He smiled at Lyra's surprised expression. That cat reminds me of how Satan likes to hide and then spring out at us when we least expect it. Sometimes we may feel tempted to do something because he's ambushing us. We need to be alert to when he may be trying to get us to sin. The next day, Lyra pointed the cat out to her dad again. Dad laughed when he saw Roxy, her tail up, slowly walking across the patio toward the doves. It looks like she's pretending to be their friend, so they'll think she won't hurt them, he said. Well, I don't think it's going to work, said Lyra. But that's another lesson from Roxy, isn't it? Satan often pretends he's our friend, too, by making what's wrong look good. But he's still trying to fool us into disobeying Jesus. Lyra watched as the birds flew away when the cat got too close. Roxy didn't fool the doves at all. No, they weren't fooled, said Dad. It almost seems like God gave birds an instinct, a natural ability to sense danger and escape it. It would be nice if we had an instinct to get away from Satan, said Lyra. We do, said Dad. When Jesus died for our sins and rose from the dead, he defeated Satan, and he gives us the power to resist the devil. As Christians, we have the Holy Spirit living in us to warn us of danger and guide us in doing what's right. We can defend ourselves against Satan's ambushes by remembering that Jesus has freed us from the power of sin and given us all we need to escape temptation. Well, how about you? Did you know that Satan sometimes tries to get you to do wrong? Not all temptation comes from him, but there are times when he tries to get Christians to sin and believe his lies. You can fight his attacks by remembering that Jesus freed you from Satan's power when he died for your sin and rose again. Whenever the Holy Spirit makes you uncomfortable about something, don't shrug off the warning. Resist Satan by standing firm in your faith in Jesus. Our key verse is 1 Peter 5:9.
Resist the devil, standing firm in the faith.
And our key thought for today, don't let Satan deceive you. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up for a free subscription, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids devotional every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right there in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages along with the Hey Zach question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.